the view of the material world as a machine, separate from the mind, advanced by René Descartes. Isaac Newton's concept of objective, unchangeable laws of nature. And a rationalist, atomistic view of society promoted by John Locke. In jurisprudence, the rationalist, mechanistic paradigm, developed by 17th century jurists like Hugo Grotius and Jean Domat, views reality as an aggregate of discrete, definable components, owners whose individual rights are protected by the state. Indeed, ownership and state sovereignty, respectively championed by John Locke and Thomas Hobbes, are the two organizing principles of legal modernity. Moreover, still in the Cartesian tradition, the law is seen as an objective framework separate from the individual subject. During the past three decades, a radically new paradigm has emerged at the forefront of science. At the heart of this change of paradigms from a mechanistic to a holistic and ecological worldview, we find a profound change of metaphor. From seeing the world as a machine to understanding it as a network. Networks, of course, are patterns of relationships. Hence, understanding life in terms of networks requires an ability to think in terms of relationships and patterns. In science, this new way of thinking is known as systems thinking.